We appreciate our congressional delegation's support to secure the federal funding for this exceptional new facility. The new vehicle maintenance shop had a program cost of $10 million, and we were able and fortunate enough to secure an additional $2 million from the National Guard Bureau to build all the space required to house and support the maintenance staff and equipment. Of the $12 million in construction dollars, approximately $20,000 was supported with state funding. The new vehicle maintenance shop consists of this building, approximately 30,000 square feet of National Guard vehicle maintenance shop space, and an additional 15,000 square feet of unheated vehicle storage space in the building to the north, totaling over 45,000 square feet of facility. These facilities support field level maintenance and repair of the North Dakota National Guard's tactical equipment. The facility takes advantage of an energy efficient ground source heat pump for heating and cooling. It has low water use plumbing fixtures, room occupancy sensors to shut off the high efficiency lighting that you see, and also a state of the art building automation system that allows us to operate the facility in a highly efficient manner and reduce energy usage. The design team on this project purposely planned several features to achieve the requirements of the U.S. Green Building Council standards for meeting what's called the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, Silver certification. This effort also led to the North Dakota Army National Guard receiving an energy rebate from the Missouri River Energy Services for $6,600. We are proud to be able to implement these techniques into a holistic design approach that demonstrates the North Dakota National Guard's commitment to energy reduction and environmental stewardship. But enough from me. At this time, I would like to ask members of the official party for their comments. First off, I'm honored to introduce Senator John Hoven.
Thanks, Colonel. Appreciate it. Are you related to the chaplain? I noticed it's Colonel Johnson and Chaplain Johnson. You two related? He's not your dad or anything. Thanks to all of you for coming. Is this great or what, huh? This is a nice facility, right? Darn right. Wow. So I want to thank you for being here. The Colonel did a great job on acknowledgments, but I'm going to do a few more. Just to make sure that there's a couple others that we wanted to get. He did a great job on the official party, and he got Senator Larry Robinson. He got there before I did, but great to see you, Senator. Thanks for all your great work for so many years on behalf of Valley City and the state of North Dakota. And it's always great to see you at these events and for a lot of years. Thanks so much. General Haugen, great to see you and Jan here again. Thank you for your incredible service, both of you. Really epitomize the wonderful aspects of our North Dakota National Guard. Gernholtz, Jerry Gernholtz is somewhere. Good to see you. Thanks for your many years of service in the legislature, Jerry, and for all that you've done on behalf of Valley City and the region and the state. And you can always trust a man with a mustache. Ralph Metcalf. Ralph, thanks for your tremendous service in the legislature, and also to our guard. How many years were you a guardsman? 43 years. Huh? That deserves a round of applause, I think. And then I want to acknowledge Jennifer Feist, too. Come on, stand up so they can look at you. Please clap for her. She's really young, but she's been doing economic development around here for a long time. And back when, you know, if we could get two kids to set up a lemonade stand, we thought we were doing good. And she's done such a great job. And there's some really magnificent companies that are here in Valley City that wouldn't be here without you. Some of your neighbors up here. And just thanks. And, you know, sometimes we take some of those things for granted. For me, job creation is always job one, and so when I see somebody like Jennifer, who has really dedicated her career as an absolute professional and made such a difference, we can never take that for granted. Thank you so much for the great work you do. I was up here in 2014, and I think Master Sergeant Anderson, didn't you, where is he? Where are you? There he is. What are you doing over there? Okay. Took me through that facility up north there, right? So this was 2014, and I don't think it was winter, but not, was it dead winter? I mean, it was February. It wasn't a bad day, but it was winter. And the field maintenance facility that the guard was using up there, 3,200 square feet, about the size of General Dorman's garage, okay? Not very big. And so here they have, I think they were servicing 175 vehicles. And everybody, I'm sure, took a good look at this nice truck built in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, I think. But those size of vehicles, you know, you couldn't get them in there to work on. So not only out of this little 3,200 square foot facility that was built in 1960, so more than 50 years old, and they're probably pretty proud of it at the time it was built, but it was just woefully small. And so here they're trying to support more than 175 pieces of equipment. Everything has to sit outside, and even worse, when they want to work on this stuff in the winter, they can't get it inside to work on it. So you can imagine what that was like. So that was back in 2014. So we went to work, and in the 2015 appropriation bill, we were able to secure $10.8 million for this facility. And then we combined it, as the Colonel said, I think the Guard Bureau had something over $2 million on hand, and then the state put in some money, and so that's how we got the $13 million for this new facility. And it was badly needed. There's no question, hands down, we have the absolute best National Guard of all 50 states, right? Thanks, sir. And there was a time when people would debate that a little bit, because I guess there's some others that are pretty good, but now everybody's just given up. Foregone conclusion, we do have the best, both Army and Air Guard. That's beyond dispute anymore. So we need to make sure they have some good facilities. And this is the kind of facility that they need. And now they're not only supporting 100, now when I screw up here, you correct me, okay? This isn't like the military, you know, where you can't say to the colonel or the general when they mess up, but you can tell me. So if I get off track, help me out, okay? Master Sergeant Anderson told me when I came in, because I was figuring on saying, now they're supporting 175 pieces of equipment out of this facility, but actually now you're supporting 360 pieces of equipment out of this facility. Is that right? And that's pretty phenomenal. And when you look at the size and scale of this equipment, and it's probably just going to get bigger, you realize that it's pretty important that we have this kind of facility. So I just want to say that I'm really pleased. I want to thank the members of our delegation for working with me on this. Most of all, I guess, you know, we need to have really good facilities, and we need to have really good equipment. But the most important thing is the people we have. We have incredible people. And, you know, sometimes I'll say things a little bit kiddingly, but I'm not kidding about that at all. I don't think anybody has people that perform at the level and the professionalism of our Army Guard and our Air Guard. Our men and women, you and all of the rest of your colleagues, the esprit de corps in the North Dakota National Guard is absolutely incredible. And whether it's taking care of us here at home, flood, fire, tornado, civil unrest, whatever it is, whatever we need, whatever capability we need, blown up ice jams on the Missouri River, okay? You figure out how to do it. You figure out how to do it. You know, it's never that I came to you as governor, or the LT comes to you, or Burgum comes to you now, or and you say, well, geez, that's not my job description. I've never heard that once from the Guard. What I hear from the Guard is, yes, sir, we're going to figure out how to do it. Maybe we've never done it before. Maybe nobody's ever done it before. But by golly, we'll figure out how to do it. Whether it's putting one-ton sandbags in the dike to stop a levee with Black Hawk helicopters, whether it's blowing up ice jams, whether it's rescuing people from fire or tornado. And then overseas, of course, the war on terror defending us. I've seen you in action in Afghanistan. I've seen you in action in Iraq. I've seen you in action in Kosovo. And you're always the best. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Senator Hovind. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to introduce our next speaker, the Honorable Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota.
Thank you, Colonel. Thank you very much. I'm making a habit of going after Senator Hovind in a lot of these events. He's a very hard act to follow. Been doing it a little bit longer than me, but I can tell you, these events are wonderful to go across the state and see the common bonds that bind us together as North Dakotans. And these facilities like this are part of community. This wouldn't have happened without leadership with Mayor. Thank you, Mayor Dave. Thank you, City Council. Thank you, Economic Development Team, as well as the help from the federal delegation. So thanks again to all of you in attendance. The North Dakota National Guard has a long history of Valley City, dating back to 1884 with the Dakota Volunteers. Soldiers stationed here have served in World War I, the Pacific Theater in World War II, Iraq, Kosovo, and Afghanistan. They've served with great distinction and have the community proud. Would all of you please stand who are in attendance, who are current members or former members? Thank you very much. I would also like to recognize the contractor who built this facility, North Dakota's own TF Powers. It's great to have our own North Dakota companies directly contributing to the readiness and success of the North Dakota National Guard. And they were able to complete construction several months ahead of schedule. That's quite a feat, very impressive accomplishment. Thank you very much. It's important as our National Guard members need modern facilities, modern tools to carry out their missions. And this facility will be a tremendous resource for many years to come for the units in Valley City, Lisbon, and Oaks, for the entire state. The National Guard is also very fortunate to have the leadership of Major General Alan Dorman. We can be very thankful for that as well. Over the past months, I've had the opportunity to get to know General Dorman and see his leadership in a number of settings, ranging from some humanitarian efforts, but also mainly in a very volatile situation. I can tell you his restraint, his professionalism, his care for those serving under him really rang true during the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. He's truly a servant leader, someone who understands how to put the needs of his soldiers first. Thank you, General, for your outstanding contributions to our state and our much admired National Guard units across the state. Thank you all for your presence here today. God bless. Thank you again for the opportunity to join you.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to introduce our next speaker, the Mayor of Valley City, Mr. Dave Carlsrud.
Thank you, Colonel. I had this 25-minute talk ready, and Jerry Gerntles is here in his golf shirt and shorts and said, we have tea times. You got to get done. So we're going to, you know, a few words from the heart are supposed to be more meaningful than the most carefully prepared speech, so we'll give that a shot. So, you know, I'm just barely 7 months into this job. And so I have to contradict just a little bit. I have nothing to do with this place other than express gratitude for it being here. Brent, the former mayor and commissions saw to it that this work was done, and I'm here to express gratitude on their behalf and for all of the Guard folks, retired. My neighbor Ken is retired. For all of you people who are elected officials, thank you for serving. Thank you for serving. It's a very, very special thing. We have a young man in the back there. Travis is from WAPA, WAPA is our primary source of electrical power, and it's green power. So, Travis, thank you for being here. And I don't have anything I can add about the facility other than it's fantastic. The rest of the folks have pretty much touched base on that. And it is beautiful, and it's very, very important to Valley City that you folks and this building are here. Thank you very much. The citizens of our community are to be very, very grateful that you are here. And I'm grateful to them because our citizens stepped forward and helped with financing this project. And when they go by and see this facility, they can be extremely proud. And so I want to have a special thank you to our citizens and community. And Jennifer, you're a popular gal here today. Jennifer and the community and the development team have done a wonderful job recruiting and helping with financing and just any number of things that are important to make projects like this happen, along with John Deere. You look up and down, this is kind of, you ready for this? This is Jennifer's mile along here. So, Jennifer, thank you. People will go where they're invited, and they'll stay where they feel welcome. I want you to feel welcome here in Valley City, and thank you for being here. God's blessing.
Thank you, Mayor. Next, I would like to introduce the Adjutant General, Major General Alan Dorman.
Is that the senator level? Now we've moved it up. Everything's been said, so I'll say it all again. Now, before we start, how many people here work on a Hemet or operate a Hemet with a tank like on the one behind us there? Quite a few of you? All right, if everybody looked down there, how many times did we lift that off by hand before we figured out it needed a forklift? All right, I'll let that settle in for a minute. But hey, thanks everyone for being here. And there really isn't much more to say but to say thank you. I see a lot of familiar faces here. When I first joined the National Guard, Valley City was my first unit. And when I see how many familiar faces up front here that have been retired in some cases for many years, it tells you a lot about a community and how its community feels about its National Guard. So I really appreciate all the retirees showing up. Again, if you don't have a great organization, a great community that supports its National Guard, and you don't have great members serving in that National Guard, you don't see this many retirees showing up for an event like this. So I appreciate you being here. General Haugen, thanks for being here. I know you have some roots in Valley City, and you usually go out of your way to make sure you attend these events. So thanks for being here. And Jan, as always, you are the better half. So thanks for being here. And yeah. And I have to thank Valley City. And I see Senator Robinson there. He's one of my favorite conference committee members. Thank goodness for the Senate conference committee members. They helped us out quite a bit this year. But this community has supported us for many, many years. And again, the turnout from community members, the turnout from the former guardsmen that used to work in these in our facilities says a lot about the community. So thank you for your support of the National Guard, and thank you for your support and getting this building built. Really do appreciate it. Thanks to our congressional delegation. I should have led off with that. You pitched in the most money. But Senator Hoven, Senator Heitkamp, Representative Kramer, I know you fight very hard for the National Guard each and every day, and it's very much appreciated. Thanks for the state contribution. A Lieutenant Governor turned to me, and what'd you say? Did the state only put in $20 million? And that's true. But I know when we dedicated the Readiness Center at Camp Grafton, the state contributed a microwave. So we're stepping up our game by quite a bit. We've gone from a microwave to $20 million, so that helps out Senator Hovind a little bit as he's trying to get money for us in the Congress. And it depends on what kind of building we build. But these types of building, federal maintenance facilities like this, or maintenance facilities. 20,000. What did I say?
20,000.
Okay. You know, when you start talking millions, you just get confused.
I noticed, remember when I said none of you guys correct the general? You see that? Nobody.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Governor. No, Senator. Senator. I forgot, that was a while back you switched jobs.
Yeah. See?
Well, that's good you could find more work. But thanks to the governor's office, thanks to the legislature, and I highlighted Senator Robinson, but we enjoy incredible support from our legislature, incredible support from the entire state, and it's very much appreciated. But as mentioned, there's a world-class facility. My number one objective is the readiness of our force, so that when we're called on by our state or nation, we're ready to go. And what a better example of, I don't think there's a better example of what kind of facilities we need to have to make sure we're ready to go. I also think this is a great recruiting and retention tool for all you that have nieces, nephews, sons, daughters, grandchildren that are looking for part-time employment. I have lots of openings. And if they join this organization, they can work in a facility like this. But just incredible. We talked about this versus the old facility. We have about 10 times the space we had in the old facility. It's green. For a guy that likes to wipe his hands with a paper towel, that's not possible. You got to use the blow dryer. Great facilities. I know you got a great workout facility here. Do you have equipment in it? That's not next. Okay, well, you need to get that or it's not a workout facility. All right, just so we're clear on that. But just an incredible facility for our soldiers to get their job done. And again, our mission, we're always ready, always there. And this facility, with the teamwork from the entire team, from the congressional delegation to the state to the community, you can't be done without that team effort to help ensure that the National Guard is always ready, always there. And we will be, thanks to all your support. Thank you.
Thank you, General Dorman. Next, I would like to introduce Senator Heidi Heitkamp's representative, Ms. Megan Edwardson, who will read a letter from the senator.
Just echo what Senator Hovind and everybody else has said, that this facility is fantastic, and unfortunately, Senator Heitkamp cannot be here today, but I will read a letter on her behalf. Dear friends, thank you for inviting me to speak at the North Dakota Guard Vehicle Maintenance Shop dedication ceremony. While my schedule prevents me from being with you personally, I am pleased to send my greetings as you celebrate the opening of the new vehicle maintenance shop. North Dakotans have never shied away from serving our country, and that proud sense of service is evident in the state's National Guard units, Air Force bases, and veterans clinics. Folks in North Dakota serve in the National Guard at a rate 4 times greater than the national average. That same service and dedication to our country and state requires needed resources and supportive facilities that will help our service members on and off the battlefield. That's why this new 45,000 square foot facility is a crucial step towards the continuation of supporting our servicemen and women here in North Dakota. With over 300 vehicles that need to be maintained and serviced, the new maintenance shop will help make sure that the North Dakota Guard has the state-of-the-art equipment and vehicles to excel in everything that they do every day of the year. Standing up in times of emergency in our state and country takes courage and honor, and that's why I will continue to support funding for new facilities that will support local communities so they know that the North Dakota Guard is always here to help. Our North Dakota National Guard is the best of the best. Thank you for your proud service and loyalty to our country and the state of North Dakota, and I want to congratulate you all again for the completion of this wonderful new facility. Sincerely, Heidi. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you, Ms. Edwardson. Next, I would like to introduce Congressman Kevin Kramer's representative, Mr. Rick Collin, who will read a letter from the congressman.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here this afternoon representing Congressman Kramer at this special event celebrating the completion of this $13 million facility. He's unable to be here today, but he sends his best wishes and appreciation for all that you do for our country. I'd like now to read this letter from Congressman Kramer. Dear friends, I regret being unable to join you here today for the dedication of the new North Dakota National Guard Vehicle Maintenance Facility. Buildings like this serve an essential role in National Guard operations, and today's ceremony reminds us of their critical importance. This new facility will support the maintenance and repair needs for the North Dakota National Guard's combat and tactical vehicles with state-of-the-art equipment and technology. However, just as vital as this impressive new building are the soldiers who are serving their country through their work there. Today's ceremony is an opportunity to acknowledge the contributions of all North Dakota National Guard staff, past, present, and future, whose work has maintained the Guard's combat and tactical vehicles to the highest standards. To those staff here today, thank you for the work you do to support the National Guard mission. I also want to commend the community of Valley City for all you have done to support the North Dakota National Guard. Before North Dakota was a state, Valley City was the home of the Company G of the 1st Dakota Volunteers of the Dakota Territory when it mustered back in 1884. It then became the 1st North Dakota Infantry Regiment, with Valley City soldiers serving in World Wars I and II. It has since provided support as an engineer combat battalion and now serves the state in its present role as the 231st Brigade Support Battalion. Thank you for your unwavering patriotism and commitment to duty. Congratulations on this new facility. I look forward to stopping by for a tour sometime when I'm in Valley City. Sincerely, Kevin Kramer, Member of Congress. And at this time, I'd like to call General Dorman to the podium. General Dorman, on behalf of Congressman Kramer, I'd like to present this American flag to you and the entire North Dakota National Guard. It flew over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., and it will now hopefully fly proudly over this new facility here in Valley City. So, thank you.
Sergeant Anderson, do you want to come forward? I wasn't planning on presenting anything today, but you heard the Rick's requirements from the congressman. I'll turn this over to you and have it flow over. So thank you so much.
Very good.